Hi, I'm Alicia Harrington from Ella Mae's Place. I'm the owner along with my son and my brother and my sister. But me and my son are both here in the estate that helps run it. We were previously open, I want to say, in 2008. And we ran it for like 5 years. And then we shut down due to some different things that needed to be passed, inspections with the city of Detroit. And we were able to get funding from the DEGC, and that made that happen. We needed to get makeup air, and we needed to get a fire suppression system set up. So we were able to finally do hot food. And that's what got us where we're at right now. We opened up in September. We had a wonderful grand opening. Mayor of Detroit came out, council members, and so forth. So it was really wonderful, the opening. But like I said, we opened up in we had the grand opening in August. We opened up the week after Labor Day, which was I think it was September the 6th. And we got a lot of coverage. It was really nice. We had people come out. And we really had the support of the 48217. And my son here, the chef, we really had a lot of backing, really, like I said, a lot of support in the community. And also in the E-Course area, which is the 48229 and River Rouge, 48218. But after that, it kind of died when the holiday time came around. And it got winter because we were walk-up only. And so that was a challenge. So we had to really try to work on marketing. So that's where we've been having a bridging a little gap. We finally got with someone that did our logo on our awning, and she sets up websites, and she's going to help us do some different marketing strategies as far as revamp our menu and make them a little larger, because some people are saying it's so small they can't really read it. So she's going to make them larger, and she's going to set us up a website. So that's our next step. But we got into a little challenge once the weather started to break. That's when the COVID-19 came. So with the COVID-19, it's been some challenges with people even coming out. They wanted, you know, I guess they're cooking their own food. They didn't want to be compromised. You know, the mask and the gloves and... But then when the governor came on and made the directive that we could, restaurants could remain open, because first my heart fell to the ground. Like, I've just been open for like 3 or 4 months. I'm about to shut the doors. How am I going to pay the bills? But then when she said that restaurants could be open and it would be walk-up only or walk-in, I mean carry-out only, I was ecstatic, because I'm like, okay, I'm walk-up only anyway, and no one comes in. So it still has been a little challenge, because not as much foot traffic as we would like. But it's been coming along. We have our good days and our bad days. We cut out Wednesdays, because Wednesdays was just so dead. So that's when we scaled back, and we went, it wouldn't really feasible, and the money, and, you know, to cook everything, and then have to, what, you know, throw it away or waste it, or try to find a soup kitchen and someone to donate it to, because most of the time I would find somebody to donate it to. So we cut out Wednesdays, and we just scaled down to Thursday through Sunday. Sunday is usually our good day, if nothing else. Even though churches are not in right now, it just seems like something about Sundays, because that's where we would get a lot of our traffic from, on Sundays, from church. When they got a church, they wanted a hot meal. And they wanted, you know, the soul food cuisine. And that's what they were looking for on Sundays. So that was always our good day. So now, Sunday still has been pretty much of a good day. And Mother's Day, we were open, and it was really good. It was a really good day. So we're hoping, as things are starting to lift up, and we have ice cream now, soft serve ice cream, and we're going to really advertise for that now. So we're hoping... that will get the business really going. And we're going to work with a couple of programs now. Matthew gave us another someone that was getting ready to do some different initiatives to help small businesses, and he's going to have them contact me, and they're going to work with me on different marketing strategies and things like that, and they're going to help pay the loan we got from Southwest Solutions, which was the microloan. They're going to help us pay that loan back for the ice cream machine that we got. So they're going to do about 6 payments for us, and they're going to help me marketing.
And talk briefly about the challenges and then overcoming those challenges right now with the COVID-19. Like, what sort of marketing strategies have you done?
So my son handles that, and he's been doing the Facebook, and he has an LMA Place Facebook. And with that, we can pay, I think, for every person, it's you do a radius, he said. And he's been putting that out. And you can go out so far in a radius, and whoever looks at it, that's when we pay. Sean, how's that work for the Facebook, the challenges we're overcoming, and you put that the radius? How does that work?
The advertising Facebook, and it's targeted marketing. So what it is, you can set your demographic, or whether it be by age or social economic level, or you can set it geographically. And you design a post, and you get to choose, you get to pick a budget, and based on your budget and where you want it to go, it depends on how long it runs, and how many people it's reached.
Mm-hmm. So that's been helping us. Because we've had people, after they seen it when it went out, and they read it, they said, oh, we didn't even know you were there, and we didn't know that you were that close. And then they send the pictures. They said, oh, I would like some of that peach cobbler. Oh, and I see the fried chicken, and I see this. So that's when they said, oh, I want to try all of that. You know, so that's been helping us with the advertising and with the Instagram. We've been, after we make our meals, we take a picture of them, and we post them on Instagram.
And what sort of people are you getting? Are you getting a little bit of walk-ups? Or are you getting people that are brand new, that haven't tried you before? Like, what would you say since
we have a lot
COVID?
Of COVID, we've been having a lot of regulars. We get some walk-ups, some like new, word of mouth. Especially on Sundays, they'll call and say, you know what, I've heard a lot about you. I decided I'm going to try you today. So we've had some new by word of mouth. And then we've had our regulars that's been faithful to us. And they've told their family, and that brings new people.
And as far as your menu items, what would you say is your favorite? And then what would you say are your customers' favorites?
My customer favorite is mainly beef short ribs and meatloaf with yams and mac and cheese.
Comfort food.
Yes, comfort food. Our younger crowd are the lamb chops. They love lamb chops, the younger crowd. They always order lamb chops with macaroni and cheese and greens. And mine, I would say, I like the wingdings. How you doing, Steve?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay, yeah, Matthew, they have been wonderful. Like I said, they gave me that initiative. I'm trying to think of the name of the program. It's initials. But that's what he sent me, what I was talking about earlier. And first, they gave me a reprieve, 3 months, no payments, and for the loan. And then that's when he got in contact with me just recently, and said that they have another new program that they came in contact with, which is like a grant, and they want to pay. They'll help pay 6 months of your loan, and you don't have to worry about paying it back. And It was a godsend. I just couldn't believe it, and I just got in contact with him. He just sent and got in contact with me regarding that, so I was glad of that.